This evening we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Deacon Gabriel Pike. Shamashin is a member of the St. Gregorius Orthodox Mission Church of Spokane in the state of Washington. And at this time, I invite Shamashin to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Grant us, Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words, and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. My brothers and sisters, if you will pick up your Orthodox Study Bibles or whatever Bible you have, since we're celebrating the Feast of the Ascension this week, I would like to read from the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, but I'm picking it up at verse 4 through verse 11. And being assembled together with them, Jesus commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? He said to them, Is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Now when he had spoken these things while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. End of the Gospel reading. The Orthodox Study Bible says, Icons of the Ascension represent Christ in such a way that we cannot tell whether he's going up into heaven or whether he's coming back again to earth. This attitude of the icon captures a profound truth. We are already living in his kingdom while awaiting his return. St. Luke starts the Acts of the Apostles as a continuation of his gospel. At the end of this very special 40 days after his resurrection, our Lord gathered his disciples and again gave his promise to send them the Holy Spirit, power from the Father. In Luke's gospel, Christ, through the Holy Spirit, directed them to stay in Jerusalem until they were filled with the power from on high. St. Luke says, they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I am constantly amazed at the lack of understanding by our Lord's disciples of his purpose on earth. Even after the resurrection, they continue to believe that Christ came to restore an earthly kingdom for Israel. You know, it's not really all that hard to understand why the apostles thought that Jesus was going to be a worldly leader like David, the prophet king. Listen carefully to David's prophecy in Psalm 23. Lift up the gates, O you rulers, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall enter. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord powerful in battle. Many in Israel were looking for another king like David, who could kick the Romans out of their homeland. Yet Christ clearly says to us, "My kingdom is not of this world." He came not to restore the kingdom to Israel, but rather to restore Israel and the world to his kingdom. David also prophesied about the Messiah in Psalm 68, saying, "You ascended on high, you led captivity captive, our God is the God who saves us." And one more prophecy in Proverbs 30. "Who ascends into heaven and descends? Who rules over all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is the name of his children?" Christ is his name, and the name of his children is Christian. We are God's children. After his death, Christ descended into Sheol to conquer death so that Adam and his descendants could be saved. Then Christ ascended to heaven to sit at the right hand of God the Father, as it says in our creed, fulfilling the prophecy of Proverbs 30. So Christ again promised his disciples that his Father would send the Holy Spirit to them. Now, it would take the baptism of the Holy Spirit to correct their spiritual vision so that they could and would be his witnesses to the ends of the earth. And yes, even to their deaths, they witnessed for him. That witness we call the gospel, the good news. The Holy Spirit descended to the apostles to give them power so that they could proclaim the gospel and to spread the gospel to the end of the earth. You see, it's not hard to find prophecies about Christ in the sacred scriptures. You just have to know how to look and what to look for. Having the Holy Spirit's power is like owning a new pair of glasses. With them, you can see truths of God more clearly, and those truths become more focused. The gospel has been transmitted through the centuries, and now it has been given to all of us. Now it is time for our generation to be witnesses for Christ. To our generation, to our times, to our world. You know, I can't speak about the ascension without talking about the descent of the Holy Spirit. Father Robert Wild, a Trappist monk, says, "The Holy Spirit dwells in us through our baptism. But just as it is possible to live with a person without knowing him or her very well personally, just as the disciples could live with and hear Jesus speaking but not understand him, so we too can have the Holy Spirit in us without experiencing that deep personal awareness of Jesus that the Spirit desires to give us. There is often a period between our own baptism and our actual seeing of Jesus. The time it takes for any of us to realize the power from the Holy Spirit we received at baptism depends on several things. Christ tells us that we cannot be his disciples unless we leave everything for his sake, that we must obey his commands, that we must long for him as a dry, thirsty earth, parched and without water. When we become like that, and will follow him, and will obey him, that is when the Holy Spirit will step in and give each of us power so that we can rightly witness for Christ. As we approach the Ascension Feast this week, let us live as his witnesses on earth today, now, and even unto our own death, just as the apostles did in the first century. Share Christ and his love with each other, with friends, with family, with the church, and yes, even with strangers, for those of you who find the courage to do so through the power of the Holy Spirit. Remember this, through our own baptism, we all have been filled with the same power of the Holy Spirit that the apostles received on Pentecost. We just have to tap in to that power. Christ descended to heaven to enable the next step to take place, the descent of the Holy Spirit. We are all called to serve Christ by serving the world. We are all witnesses for Christ in the world. We are the voice of Christ in the world. I say again, we are his witnesses to the world, filled with the power of the Holy Spirit to share his love and gospel to the world. After we finish our prayers tonight, I ask that you all spend a little time reflecting on how you can serve Christ as he would have you do. And whatever you do, do it with love. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessing for his living words to us. Unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.